Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to go ahead and jump into our lesson. Amen. Amen. From 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to read three verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Amen. Woo. Thank you. So glad I made it. Thank you. I made it through. Hallelujah. So since we made it through, touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, I am breaking through. Hallelujah. Amen. I am breaking through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I'll go ahead and read verse 6. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen. I'm breaking through. Amen. That been in my spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Because even in the day and the hour that we're living in, we got so many things that we must encounter, so many things we got to contend with. Amen. We know we're at a point that we just have to reach down in the recesses of our soul and pull ourselves up. And say, you know what? I'm not going to allow this to stop me. I'm not going to allow this to block me. We're not allow this situation to hinder my ability to serve God. So I must reach down within myself and be determined that I am going to break through. Amen. Hallelujah. So if I hear a lot of amen, I can keep moving. Otherwise, I'm going to have to slow down. So it kind of depends on how I get reception. Amen. Because let me know you understand and I can keep moving. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So in this warfare, everybody know you're in a warfare. You got a battle. You're battling with your mind. You're battling with your emotion, you're battling with your spirit, you're battling with your family, you're battling with your house, you battle with your car, you battle with your job. You got something, amen, that you are in contention with. But we must understand that is not going to be our stopping point. We're going to look at that as an opportunity for us to break free, amen, from its restriction. And cause ourselves to draw into the revelation we have with Christ, that we understand who we are. And because you are a warrior, you got to know at some point in time, you're going to have a fight. And do you have the necessities of the war that you need? Do you have the weaponry? Are you properly clothed? Are you properly adorned with the necessary elements that you need to fight with? And this is one of the things that Paul addresses, because he was under attack, amen, concerning his apostleship. And he was standing up for defense because he wanted them to know, no, I'm not a pushover. Amen. Because I'm somebody called out by God. Amen. And I got the weapons of God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you, my brother and sister, that if you fight with the right weapons, you will break through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mia. Thank you. So one of our first engagements that we will receive is that of the flesh. Because Paul said there's war between our members. There's a war with our flesh. There's a war contending with the spirit. So we sometimes have conflicts. Which one are we going to obey? And so we have to push beyond, amen, that temptation or desire to want to yield to the things of the flesh, because we know the enemy must first shut you down. He's got to make us yield to the flesh so that he can restrict our ability to oppose him.
So we as believers today, we're just gonna encourage one another, amen. That first of all, we're gonna fight ourselves. Touch your neighbor and say, you got to fight yourself. Because your first battle is with you. And it's with the flesh, because the flesh does not desire to be obedient. And so you don't want to see the flesh overtake you, because it intensifies its impact to keep you mobilized to your victory. But see, today we're looking beyond what we are going through, and we're looking to where God has taken us to. And we're not going to allow any onslaught of the enemy to become a stronghold to us. And we're going to push back, amen, but we're going to push back with the right weapons. So we must allow ourselves to understand that the flesh is going to fight against you. But we must also fight against the flesh. To deny the flesh what? The right and the privilege to hold us down. Because we're on our way, amen, to a breakthrough, and we got to have a breakout. And so therefore, we got to destroy some stuff, amen, and put it under our feet, because we are convinced, amen, through the word of God, that all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. So somebody say, attack your flesh. In other words, I'm not going to give the flesh the privilege, amen, to hold me back or to hold me down. And so I must overcome its influence. And Paul gives us some good defining aspects of what we need to use. And he started out with saying, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Mm-hmm. We don't war according to the flesh. So we don't feed the flesh. Amen. We must grab hold to the things of the spirit. Now, what does he identify? Look in verse 4. He says, for the weapons, that word for indicates reason, for the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. Mm-hmm. Woo-chee. In other words, it's not of the flesh. Woo, thank you, God. But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So you must identify, first of all, from what basis you are fighting from. Amen. So I'm not fighting from the base of the flesh. The flesh is my defeat. But I and we must fight from the base of the spirit, because the weapons of our warfare are not of fleshly means or fleshly methods. We utilize the force of the spirit to help us to engage every conflict that we face in our lives. We often will face defeat when we allow the flesh to interfere. So this is why we must bring our body under subjection to the spirit. And sometimes that's hard, because the flesh wants what it wants. And so we got to engage it, amen. But we cannot engage it with flesh. We must engage it with the spirit. And bring that body under subjection. Have you ever wanted something and you were willing to be disobedient to get it? You know it wasn't good for you. You know it was bad for you, but you wanted it anyway. What you did, you yielded to the flesh. Hallelujah. You abandoned the force of the spirit, who could have given you the authority to overcome it. But because your desire, you gave into the desire more than you gave into the spirit. Hallelujah. Woo, God. Hallelujah. So you step into the realm of the flesh. In other words, you came on illegal territory, and you gave the enemy the right to fight you in your flesh. And so he defeated you, because he knew he engaged you in such a way that he influenced you to step away from the spirit. And in stepping away from the spirit, amen, it made you weak. And so we gave in to our flesh. Do I have a witness here? But we must understand, we don't live there. So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Mm. Now these weapons are spiritual. Somebody say, the weapons are spiritual. So the weapons that we have are spiritual. They are spiritually influenced, spiritually supplied. Hallelujah. By God. In other words, he gives us the capability to fight and to defend and to defeat the enemy. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. When he looks like he's going to overtake you, but if you step into your spiritual authority and engage through your spiritual weapons, it reinforces you with supernatural strength and gives you power you didn't know you had and gives you strength you didn't know you had. Hallelujah. Somebody going to be like Samson by the end of the day. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Supernatural strength. Because why? We're all heavily armored. When you are in an infantry or in an army, you are heavily armored. Amen. And you're weaponized so that you can engage your adversary. And you hope that you have the technology, amen, that's greater than your adversary. In this case, we have, hallelujah, supernatural technology that far exceeds anything the enemy can engage us with. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. So you got something greater than what the enemy has against you. But touch your neighbor, so you just got to use it. Just got to use it. Because you're in an army, amen, and God has given you the equipment. So in other words, we become strong and we become fully armored. Mm-hmm. We are not carnal, so therefore we're not fighting through carnal means. But we are fighting with might, with force, with vigor. Hallelujah. In other words, we are powerful and we are capable of overcoming the adversary. God's inner working power influences your life in such a way. That's why David felt like he said, by my God, I can run through a troop. By my God, I can leap or scale up a wall. In other words, I got supernatural capability. God has armored me in such a way, amen, that I'm going to break through the enemy's fortress. And that's what we got to do. Stop letting the enemy influence your mind through the flesh, where he weakens you and diminishes your authority. But you got to rise up and say, no, my help is in the name of the Lord. Somebody say, I'm powerful. I'm capable. Amen. I'm more than a conqueror. And you got to believe that, because when you are more than a conqueror, it means you are a super conqueror. In other words, you cannot be conquered by your enemy, because you far exceed the capacity, Lord have mercy, and you far outweigh anything he's going to throw at you. Woo. So when he shoots his arrows against you, because you are so powerful, because the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty, Lord have mercy. Woo. I'm not going to preach long, but I just want to give you some pointers. But they are mighty through who? God. To the pulling down of what? So when the enemy shoots his arrows, hallelujah, because you are weaponized by the Holy Ghost. When he shoots his arrows towards you and against you, and because you know your help is in the name of the Lord, the shield of faith comes up. And what quenches the fiery darts of the wicked. So even though the enemy shot his arrow at you, because you're weaponized and you're armored by the Holy Ghost, no weapon. Lord, y'all got to help me now. No weapon that is formed against thee shall be able to prosper. It will only defeat you if you let down your shield. But as long as your shield is up, it cannot be penetrated, because the Lord is my strength. Come on, somebody. He's my help. He's my keeper. Amen. That's why I'm going to break through. I see the enemy rising. I see the floodwaters coming up. But because my capability far exceeds the enemy's ability, amen, God gives me strength and might and divine power that causes me to become more stronger and fortified against the enemy. So he might war against us, but he can't defeat us. Oh, he gonna come against you, but he can't knock you down. Because why? The Lord is my help. The Lord is my strength. Come on, somebody. He's a present help in the time of trouble. Somebody say, I'm going to break through. So what does the enemy try to do? He tries to engage you from the weakest point, which is your flesh. So you must fortify it by making the flesh obey the spirit, which means you got to bring that flesh under subjection, because you're not going to allow yourself to be a weak link. Come on, you're going to rise up with renewed strength, and you're going to have your mind set on being fortified and being made strong by God. Because let the weak say that I am strong. When I'm weak, then shall, oh Lord, have mercy. Then shall I be made strong. And so you see your brother and sister looking a little weak. Amen. You just fortify them. Say, I got enough for me and you. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Because not only am I going to break through, but we're going to break through. Now he further states, amen. He said pulling down of strongholds. So strongholds are things that seeks to fortify itself against your life, that tries to destroy and to cripple you. The enemy wants to lame you, amen, so he can cause you as a soldier to be ineffective to engage the fight. But see, it's something unique about us as believers. Amen. You can knock my hip out and I'll still fight you. Hallelujah. Woo, you can wound me and I still can fight you. Hallelujah. Because I'm not fighting by carnal weapon. Because the enemy going to touch his body, but my soul. Lord have mercy. So he tries to inflict you from the flesh to make you give up on the spirit. But you got to understand that going to make you stronger. Lord have mercy. Woo. Okay, y'all hold on. Let me get through this. So somebody said we got to cast down, and bring it to captivity. We got to cast down, and bring into captivity. Hallelujah. So we have to do something. Amen. In cooperation with the will of the Spirit. Because in verse 5 he says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So that's why I say you got to cast down. And you got to bring into captivity. What do we cast down? We have to cast down human arguments. Amen. Our own human desires that will cripple us and cause us not to operate in obedience. We have to cast down every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Because you must understand, when you're in war, the enemy will sometimes engage what we call psychological warfare. He will use things, amen, to try to penetrate the mindset of his opposition. Because he must make you believe he is stronger than you are. And he must make you doubt the validity of your operation. To make you feel as if you're already defeated even before you engage the fight. So he has to use psychology on your mind. This is why your mind must be engaged and tapped into the realm and the word of God. To keep your mind strong and stayed on the Lord. Because if not, the enemy will minimize your willingness to fight and to engage. Because the enemy already knows you have to cast down. What you mean, preacher? You must understand, the enemy knows you have to do your part. That God has given us the weapons, but as long as we don't use them, then we are ineffective. So this is why we must cast down our mindsets, our own human imaginations, our own human arguments, our own human desires that don't cooperate and in unison with the Spirit. Anything that causes you to operate outside of the realm of the Word and the Spirit of God, amen, can become a stronghold. Because the enemy knows if you don't know how to load your weapon, then you can't pull the trigger. Come on, somebody. Woo, hallelujah. We got some soldiers in here. They understand that men oftentimes in our training, they would tell us you got to clean your weapon. Amen. Why? Because if you get in the heat of the battle, you don't want your weapon to, what? Jam. That's the worst time to be in a fight. And your weapon decides to, Lord have mercy. Touch neighbor, say you got to clean your weapon. And how I clean it is through prayer. I clean it through the Word. Amen. Because I bring my mind and my heart set in obedience to the Word and the will of God. It opens up the line and the channel for me to utilize my strength and my weapons. And they operate, come on somebody, with preciseness. And they hit the target. Hallelujah. I don't have to think about where it's going to hit. Hallelujah. But when I shoot the weapon and I aim it with the Holy Ghost. Woo, Lord have mercy. One old psalmist said, I load my gun with the Holy Ghost. And I pull the trigger with prayer. Because when you are precise and connected in the Spirit, it's going to hit its target. And when the enemy think he got you, but he failed to recognize you're armored by God. And you are ready for the fight. Because I've been casting down my own feelings and emotions. I've been casting down every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And then I'm bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Even though you don't want to do right, but because it's right, hallelujah, you make yourself do right. Even you don't want to feel like doing right, but because you know you got to stay connected to God. Your breakthrough, amen, depends on your ability to cast down. Don't let strongholds, amen, be the place that you live. But when you recognize them, you got to do what the Word says. Come on, somebody. Casting down. In other words, I take the place of engagement. And I choose to fight rather than live in fear and step back and let the enemy overtake me. Because how many know he will oppress you? He will depress you. Amen. He will depressurize, amen, your thought life and cause you to live in a basket and in a bottle and restrict you, amen, from living out who you're supposed to be. But you got to look that devil in the eye. And let him know, I'm breaking through. Now, you got me last week, but I learned my lesson. Amen, that I didn't use my weapons right. And see, when you get in the heat of the battle, you find out you didn't use your weapons right, you're supposed to learn. That's why they take us out on the range for target practice. Come on. You got to learn proper elevation, aiming, amen, breathing, when to squeeze. Come on, somebody. Lord have mercy. And when you learn the naturalization of the process to understand that when the enemy show up, don't let him in the house. Get him while he in the yard. Don't let him in the house. Just the fact you stepped on my grounds. Hallelujah. Woo. That's why they use radar. Come on, somebody. And sensors. Amen. To spot out the adversary when he gets too close. Somebody say, take him out. Take him out. That's casting down. Say, oh, no, devil. I let you on the ground. You might sow some seeds in my yard. So I ain't going to let you even on the ground. Hallelujah. I got to take you out. How you going to take him out, preacher? I'm going to take him out with prayer. Hallelujah. I'm going to bind his influence. Hallelujah. I'm going to take the power away from the weapon. Amen. When he's trying to sow, I'm going to throw it back on him. Why? Because my ground is holy and my territory is my responsibility. You are a tabernacle for God. Your house, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, we must guard it with precision. Amen. Staying on guard and staying on alert. When you feel something jump on you that you know ain't right, don't dare let it hang there, but cast it. Because, see, the Bible says there's no temptation, Lord, but such as common unto man. But God, with that same temptation, will make a way for you to escape. And when you feel that old human argument and desire trying to recapture itself in your life, trying to come back and revisit you, you got to say, no, 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 I'm breaking through. So in order to break through, I got to cast it down. Even if it was something that you used to love to do, the enemy not going to come with you something you don't like. So he's going to come with something that you love to do. And you got to choose to bring your body under subjection and say, wait a minute, hold up, hold up, hold up. I'll cast it down. Mm-mm, flesh, you ain't getting in here. I got the key of the Holy Ghost. I got the word of God that will govern my soul. So I cannot unlock the door. I hear a familiar knock. Mm-mm. That's why you got peepholes. Amen. That's why you got camera systems so you can see who's coming. And when you see the enemy coming, don't open the door, because opening the door says he has the right to come in. Somebody say, I'm breaking through. Woo, I'm about through, Somebody said, we got to cast down. We got to cast down. Bring into captivity. Whatever wall the enemy throws up against us, we don't want him to penetrate it. So we have to pull down everything he throws at us. We have to use our spiritual weapons to pull down the strongholds. In other words, the evils of this world that are fortified and entrenched against the gospel. Because you know what's right, you know the truth, but don't want to do it. So that's a stronghold. And we must choose, amen, to pull it and cast it down. To not allow anything to come between us and God. Our behavior is defined by our obedience. If we're willing to obey the word, amen, and operate according to Ephesians 6, that we got to put on the whole armor of God. You just don't pick up one piece. You got to put on the whole armor. Amen. When you got dressed this morning, amen, you just didn't put on your pants and left your shirt off. You put on the whole outfit. Hallelujah. Because you want to make sure you were properly adorned and dressed. The same principle in the spirit. You got to put on the whole armor of God. And it first starts with prayer. Hallelujah. You pray to be clothed. And you have to first pray for your mind. Pray that your mind come in alignment and in agreement with the spirit, so that you don't allow anything to interfere with what God wants to do. When you got up this morning, I would submit to some of you, some of us got up with argument. Some of us got up with frustration, trying to figure out what you're going to do. Hallelujah. The enemy threw influence in your way. That was a warfare. And that was your moment to announce to the enemy, you're not going to stop my breakthrough. That was your opportunity, amen, to stand your ground and allow the enemy to know, amen, I know you came one way, but the Spirit of the Lord gonna cause you to flee seven ways. Because if he can frustrate your mind, then he can frustrate your armament. Hallelujah, because now you're out of sync. Woo, Jesus. And so you got to get back in sync. Come on, back in agreement with the Spirit. And say that, God, I'm going for you. Amen. And I'm going to stand for you. So every believer must cast down every demonic activity, every influence that comes against us and against God. Woo, hallelujah. Did somebody do it this morning? So you must declare to yourself, I am breaking through. So what must we do? First, believers must break through, amen, by taking control of our thoughts and our imaginations. We must break through, amen, by understanding everything that's uncontrollable, that's wild and evil and lustful, immoral, unjust, the things that are wrong or untrue, the things that are devilish against God. These things we must cast down. If we really want to break through, we got to fight, amen, and defend our mindset to not let things attach itself that's not like God. How do we break through this? We have to counter, amen, everything the enemy throws at us. When he tries to come against you, amen, you got to do just what the scripture says. Philippians 4:8-9 says it like this. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Amen. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, whoo, thank you. Think on these things. Hallelujah. So in other words, my mind must be engaging to the things of God. That doesn't mean what I want to do. It means what the word requires me to do. Amen. We must not operate in our own thoughts, but we must operate in the will of God. And we must be controlled by the Holy Spirit. So this is why we must cast down, come on somebody, the things that attach itself to our mind that we know it's not like God. See, some of you thinking about collard greens and chicken and potato salad and hallelujah and all the fineries of eatery. But are you thinking about your breakthrough? That when the enemy tries to come in to overtake you, what are you going to do next? Somebody say, cast it down. We got to cast down every high thing. Amen. Anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. The critical piece here is that when you come to understand truth and understand the word of God and how it operates in your life, sometimes human reasoning would try to falsely take you into patterns and avenues that are not like God. And so you must be willing to understand that when the enemy is trying to use your pride and your arrogance, your own self-sufficiency, and because to become self-righteous, that we don't need nobody to teach us. Oh, you're in danger right there. So we have to cast down every high thing. Amen. Every falsified doctrine that tells us through the flesh that we can do what we want to do. But we must do it like the Lord's word declares. Amen. We got to know this is a stronghold, because when I first got saved, nobody had to tell me to praise God. When I first got delivered, nobody had to tell me how to live right. But when the enemy starts messing with your mind, he starts devaluing all the things of the word to water you down, to make you say, well, it don't take all that to serve God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And so you must understand that's a stronghold, because he will use your psychology, amen, to cause you, amen, to move in your logic that influences you in the flesh. And he will use our own philosophies and our own educational levels to determine and to dictate to us that we know what the word says for ourselves. And we don't need God and we don't need his spirit. Somebody said, you need to cast it down. Because anything that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, amen, I got to cast it down. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And we got to captivate every thought and bring it into the obedience of Christ. So we must fight and we got the war to bring our mind together. I'm hastening to a close here, but I just got to do what the Lord say do. We must fight and we must war to captivate every thought, to bring focus upon God and his righteousness. The book of Romans chapter 6, verse 13 says something very critical to us. Romans 6 and 13 says, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves, oh Lord, yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. So when sin tries to come in, you got to cast it down. We must not yield ourselves and give in to it, because it will cripple our ability to break through. So we must stop presenting and stop giving in, amen, to the falseness of the flesh that make us say we feel good. Hallelujah. The flesh wants you to feel good because it don't want you to obey God. Amen. But we must submit and we must yield ourselves, amen, as instruments unto righteousness. In other words, I'm saying, God, no longer I, but it's Christ. I give myself away. I give myself to you, God. It's not my will, but your will. That's hard sometimes for folk, because we understand when we say we got to give up ourselves, it means we can't do what we want to do. But when we understand that we're going to break through, then we must recognize God is going to use our obedience to bring us into a place of victory. And so when the flesh seeks for us to walk in unbroken fellowship, amen, to cause us to walk in disobedience, we must move into the realm of war and say, wait a minute, I got to be renewed in the spirit of my mind. I got to get this thing right. Why? Because I must be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. I got to be controlled by God. I got to be influenced by my Heavenly Father. Therefore, I must cast down everything that's not like my God. Oh, I wish I had a witness here. So ultimately, what are we doing? We're yielding ourselves. We're casting down the things that come between us and our faith. And we're letting nothing separate us from the love of God. 1 Timothy 1 verse 18 and 19 says it like this. When Paul talks to Timothy, he says, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding forth and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So you, in other words, you cannot reject faith. You cannot reject the word. Amen. And still walk in obedience. Hallelujah. Because you will make yourself shipwrecked. But how many want to break through? Hallelujah. And if you're going to break through, you must commit. Hallelujah. That word commit there means you must deposit. Amen. It's a banking term that helps us to understand it's our responsibility, amen, to put ourselves in the bank. God is the bank that we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Has anybody made a bank deposit lately? Hallelujah. Said, God, I'm going to yield myself. I'm going to commit myself unto you. So here I am, God, all that I am, all that I ever be, I'm committing myself to you. This is a part of casting down, because war has been declared by our enemy. But we are constantly engaging the warfare. This is why every day you rise, you got to be committed to make a deposit. Hallelujah. You might not have earthly money to deposit every day. But every day with Jesus, you got to make a spiritual deposit to let God know I'm going to live. Hallelujah. I'm going to serve you. Do I have any witness here? Oh, somebody say, I'm breaking through. As I hasten to a close, it means that I might be wounded. I might be bruised. Hallelujah. But there, I'm still might get a medal of honor. Because if I go through the war, if I be faithful, there's a purple heart for me. Amen. I'm going to get the Congressional Medal of Honor. Hallelujah. Because I endured the hardness like a good soldier. I wonder, because you must understand, if you're going to be rewarded, you got to remain faithful. Do I have any witness here? Thank you, Jesus. Fight the good fight by holding on to the faith. And sometimes you might be staggering. You might just be dragging in. But somebody say, I'm still standing. You might not look like you're fit for the fight. Amen. You might be bruised and wounded. But still, I got some might in me. Because I am not carnal. I'm mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. And sometimes it don't look like you can fight. And that's what deceives your enemy. Because he looked like he got you. But all of a sudden, you are able to swing back. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm getting ready for a breakthrough. The devil might underestimate your ability to fight. Because when an animal is wounded, they are just the most dangerous when they are wounded. You better not get too close, because they'll fight you to the death. And as a believer, you got to understand today that if you're with God, you got to be determined. I'm going to fight to the end. For God I live. For God I've died. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because I'm determined to break through. I'm not giving up now. I come too far. Hallelujah. So I'm going to fight. Touch your neighbor and say, put on your war weapons. And you got to fight the good fight. Sometimes you may be out there all by yourself. But you got to keep fighting. Because you got to stay determined. I'm not going to let the enemy stop me. I'm not going to let him block me. But I'm going to cast down every high thing. I'm going to bring my thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Let me hold. Just when I say hold on. Stay true to the word. When it don't look like it's going to work out for you. But I'm determined. We're going to get that breakthrough. It might look bad. But you got to keep fighting. Keep your mind right. Keep your motives. Keep the right determination. That you're not going to quit. I come too far to give up now. So I got to bring my mind under subjection to the Spirit of the Lord. And I got to reach down and put on the whole armor and let the enemy know you thought you had me so many times. It looked like the enemy had you. But how many know the closer he got, the stronger you got, the stronger you were willing to fight. And when he rose up against you, I say, Lord, just give me one more time. Will you strengthen me? One more time. The enemy think he got me, but I got my war clothes on. I'm fighting to the finish. Do I have any witness that God will bring us out? We're on our way to a breakthrough. So you got to cast down, bring into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. You got to make up your mind. I'm going to follow the word. I'm going to stay with God. I'm not giving power to my flesh. It's got to move out of my way. I come too far to give up now. I wonder how many know that God will bring you through. You just got to hold on. You just got to keep fighting. By and by, and after a while, a break is going to take place. The enemy thought he had me, but I got away. Do I have a witness? He thought he had you, evangelist, but you got away. He thought he crippled you, Michael, but you got away. Say yeah. Woo. Lord have mercy. He thought surely he had defeated you, but you got away. Mm-hmm. He knew that was going to take you out, but he did not anticipate you were going to go to your spiritual weapons. He didn't realize you had enough strength to go to God. He didn't anticipate I would be willing to crawl if I had to crawl. He didn't realize I just need God. Just get me to God. I'll get to God. If I gotta crawl, he'll give me the strength. If I gotta crawl, he'll give me the grace. Hallelujah. He messed up and I got there to the altar and I heard God give me strength one more time. And he picked me up and he brought me up and gave me strength. Yeah. Somebody say, hold on. Hold out. God will break you through. Say it. Now, can you take a few Holy Ghost seconds and give God a praise for the breakthrough? The devil thought he had you, but let me show you. My God reigns. Yeah, yeah. Somebody say, I pull down my mind. I pull down the argument. I pull down the stronghold. I pull it down. I cast it down in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Cast it down. sit down. I'm taking my victory back. I'm taking my joy back. I'm taking my deliverance back. Oh, Lordy. Come on, somebody say, I am breaking through. It was difficult. The challenge was great, but I'm breaking through. God's going to bring me out. Oh, the enemy locks his onslaught against me, but I'm breaking through. Woo. I'm taking that yoke. Hallelujah. That was around my neck. Hallelujah. Ooh, that hangman's noose. It's not for me. Hallelujah. I'm loosing myself. Hallelujah. And I cast it down. And I put it under my feet. And I destroy it. Hallelujah. I'm crushing it. I'm defeating its influence over my life. And I'm going to walk out with the greater blessing and the greater victory. Hallelujah. You believe it today? Hallelujah. Woo. Because if you operate through your faith, God is already doing it. He's already moving according to his word. Hallelujah. And when it looks challenging and difficult, and you just don't know what to do, that's when you praise your way through. You might can't dance on it, but you praise him with your lips. Hallelujah. And you begin to declare his name and to declare his word over the circumstance and over the situation, and begin to speak yourself through it. See yourself through it. Amen. Determine it's already fixed. Amen. Begin to speak, amen, in faith to know you have the victory. And what's most critical, that you do not walk away from the word, that you must stay anchored to the authority of the word, because the word, amen, gives you the equipment. Hallelujah. Through by the Holy Spirit, the equipment to engage the enemy effectively. Hey, that I'm also Hosha. So that we're not looking down, but we're looking up, because our help is in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I speak to your victory. I speak to your success, that in Christ you live and move and have your being, that you will not be restricted, hallelujah, by the enemy, that he will not hold you down, but you will be free in Jesus. For he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we declare your name and we declare your word over your people, that we walk by faith, not by sight. That we walk according to obedience and the authority of your word. And in your name, Jesus, we decree and declare that we will walk in victory. Hallelujah. And we're going to do it even now. We're not going to wait for the battle to be over, but we're going to shout now. Hallelujah. We're going to live with an expectation. We're going to walk in divine order. Hallelujah. We're going to walk in divine wisdom. Hallelujah. We're going to declare your name over the every dead thing. Hallelujah. To know you already have gotten us the victory, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we praise you and we honor you. Hallelujah. Amen. If somebody is struggling in this room right now, amen. We just will take a few moments. Amen. We just going to agree with your faith.